It's Friday, April 9th, 2021. I'm Cameron Weir and welcome to TMI Daily, your daily roundup of everything people are talking about online, since they aren't allowed to talk about it in person. This morning, UK's Prince Philip passed away at 99 years old. Turns out, it won't be over Meghan's dead body that she goes back to London. Amazon workers in Alabama have voted not to unionize their plant. And to celebrate, Amazon sent them all larger bottles to pee in at work. Someone in Matt Gaetz's office wrote a statement of support from his female staffers that was not signed by any female staffers. But I'm sure it'll have at least one signature once it comes back from his girl aide in Canada. The CDC acknowledged that there is very little chance of contracting COVID from surfaces. They were less clear about the odds of getting it from the iPad Pro. Microsoft joke! The U.S. has blacklisted 7 Chinese supercomputer groups. They're gonna blacklist only 5, but with 6 or more, you get egg roll. President Biden is creating a commission to study expanding the Supreme Court. Fingers crossed, it includes a food court. Archaeologists have uncovered the largest ancient city ever discovered in Egypt, dating back 3,000 years. Sadly, Harrison Ford would have found it about 10 years ago, had the last Indiana Jones sequel done better. Speaking of sequels, Top Gun Maverick is moving from its scheduled July 4th weekend opening to November. I guess the uncertain summer box office was too much of a ride into the danger zone for the long-awaited sequel. Hopefully, November's box office will take our breath away. But it's a great soundtrack! Yesterday, Britney Spears received her first COVID vaccination. She has not reported any side effects, but to be fair, it's Britney Spears, so how would anyone know? After nearly a week in a coma, this morning we lost hip-hop icon DMX. He leaves behind his family, including 15 children, friends, and a whole lot of white people who will spend the next few days wondering how a bicycle could die. Now, let's send it over to tonight's TMI Daily cast and crew roundtable. Stay safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of TMI Daily. I'm Veronica Aiello, and as always, I'm joined by some of my TMI Daily crew and some special guests. Now, it is Friday, which means it's Dodge. And tonight, we have a very special Dodge. We have a very intimate Dodge. So I have a feeling it's going to get very personal, and it's going to be very, very exciting. Let's go around and say hello to everyone watching at home or listening to our TMI Daily podcast. Let's start with our guests first. Kyle, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Veronica?
Doing well. Thank you so much for coming back and defending your championship.
Hey, we'll see if I can pull it off.
Oh, and Megan, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing great. I'm half vaxxed, so I'm ready.
Yay, that's great. Well, good luck tonight on Dodge. Stuart.
How's it going, everybody?
Elizabeth?
Hello, happy Friday.
And Pete?
I'm just glad we got to do that DMX game on Monday, so it doesn't seem wrong if we did it now.
That's true. I mean, it was a game, but it was more of a tribute.
It was a tribute, yes.
Yeah, and yes. You know what I just remembered today? He also collaborated with my guys, with the New Kids on the Block, about 3 years ago with one of their songs. So just really sad to hear of his passing. And yeah. I grew up listening to him as well. So, okay, well, let's get started with tonight's show. So like I said earlier, it is Friday. And you know what that means? Every other week when there's not a holiday or a national news event, it's time to play Dodge, the game of useless knowledge. And now your host of Dodge, the sexiest man I ever married, Peter Aiello.
Hey, welcome everybody to Dodge. And by everybody, I mean all 5 of us. So, or 6 of us. So, it's time to play Dodge. It's going to be very exciting tonight. I decided today that after we went through that debacle last time where Veronica took 35 minutes to explain the rules, that instead I would try and do it in as precise a way possible. So, we have 2 teams tonight. The 2 teams are in honor of our lost iconic people today. One team will be the Prince Phillips, and that'll be represented by Kyle and Stuart. And the other team will be the DMXers, and that'll be represented by Elizabeth and Megan.
X is going to give it to you.
Yeah, please. Now remember, you're playing for their memory, so just remember that. The whole idea of the game, just so we know, we had to change the rules a little bit because we do have less people than we usually do, is that each team is, just like in the game of dodgeball, is trying to get the other team out. And the way you do it is by throwing a question at them. If they get the question right, your team gets a strike. If they get the question wrong, their team gets a strike. After six strikes, whoever got the sixth strike, they get eliminated from the game. But they're not completely out yet, because if the next person on the team that got them out is the person is that person who got them out, then if they get out, then they get to put the person back in the game. I just screwed up the whole rules.
And that's how it makes sense when we play. You're cruising along, and then
I was doing really well for a second.
The reason you can't explain the rules concisely is because the rules are not concise.
They're very concise. It's really simple. If you're out, you could still potentially get back in the game if the next person on the other team that gets out happens to be the person that got you out.
There you go.
Okay. There you go. So much simpler. This is going to be very exciting because this is 23 all new categories that I came up with today. So, I just
also realized the teams are girls versus boys.
Girls versus boys.
Intentionally. Battle of the sexes.
So we're going to start right now, and because we are not at all sexist, we're going to have the guys go first. See, that's how we do. So the Prince Philips will have the first attempt to get somebody out on the DMXs. So Kyle, since you are our returning champion, I'm going to give you the category, and then you're going to pick which person on the other team to ask the question. Remember, the category may not have much to do with what the actual question is. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. The first category is I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, I'm going to just start by throwing my good buddy Megan under the bus.
Okay, so Megan, you are on the clock now. Veronica, take over.
Okay, Megan, here's your question. Okay. I Know What You Did Last Summer would be something you would say if you were familiar with Kuala Lumpur and knew someone who attended their prestigious Bukit Jalil Sports School. Let's assume both of these things are true about you. I'm going to give you four sports, three of which are taught at Bukit Jalil. You tell me which wasn't. Is it diving, football, cricket, or badminton?
Badminton,
sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Kyle. I'm going to say badminton.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Incorrect.
Sorry, that's incorrect. The actual answer is cricket. They don't teach cricket at the – what the frig is the name? The Bukit Jalil Sports Academy in Kuala Lumpur. I'm sorry, you got a strike for that. So that is your first strike for the DMXers, and that also means, Kyle, you're still in control of the board. So let me give you your next category, and then you tell me who you want to go after. The category is Move Like Jagger.
Let's even it out. Let's go to Liz.
Okay, so Elizabeth, your category is going to be Move Like Jagger. So Veronica, go for it.
Now, before I actually read the question, I just want to tell you guys, if it sounds like I'm having a stroke, I'm not. Okay. I know, Mick Jagger can still shake it, but he is a 77-year-old man, and like most men his age, he faces certain health concerns that younger people don't. I'm going to give you three potential health concerns for people like Mick in their 70s and one for younger people. Tell me which is the younger man's disease. Oh, and Keith Richards doesn't get sick since he died 30 years ago.
He's an immortal. It's fine.
Okay. Acromegaly, osteomalacia, benign prostatic hyperplasia, or keratoconjunctivitis thicca. Not a stroke.
Want me to read them again?
Yes, please. One for someone.
The first one's the hardest one.
It's acromegaly.
Acromegaly. Osteomalacia, benign prostatic hyperplasia or keratoconjunctivitis sicca? Which one of those would be the younger man's disease?
The first one? Acro.
Is, okay, I was going to say the first one. Yes. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Well,
correct.
Oh. You got it.
Now, did you actually know that one, Elizabeth?
Did you, you look like you knew? Is there something to that? Did you have some idea of that answer, Megan?
Oh,
okay. it's the one's bones, one's prostate. So what's
it's a bit of one's the second one's bones, the third one was your prostate, and the fourth one was something with eyes.
I was trying to tip it a little bit because it was such a hard category.
What the hell is the first disease?
That sounds like brain.
It's something to do with the skin. I forgot what it was. Okay. It's something to do with, but it usually affects people between the ages of 30 and 50. Mm. So
not our boy Mick.
If you're either under that age or over that age, you're okay. You're not getting that. A lot of people in their 70s get some really bad diseases, I found out today. Yeah. Don't get to be 70. okay, but now that just gave the first strike to the Prince Phillips. Yep. And it also means that, Elizabeth, you're now in control of the board. Let me give you your category, and then you tell me who you want to go after. The category is going to be Edison Field.
I will kick it back to Kyle.
Okay, so Kyle's category is Edison Field. Now, Kyle, you do know that Edison Field is the name of the ballpark where the Los Angeles Angels play, right? Or the Anaheim Angels, right?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure you knew that. Okay, Veronica, go ahead.
Los Angeles Angels.
Los Angeles.
Edison Field. As we all learned in school, Thomas Edison invented thousands of different things in multiple different fields. I'm going to tell you the name of one of his inventions, and you tell me what field it was in. The magnetic iron or separator the magnetic iron ore separator, is that in the field of chemistry, magnetism, metallurgy or physics?
What were the four again?
It's chemistry, magnetism, metallurgy or physics. The magnetic iron ore separator.
Oh, let's go with, if it's separating iron, iron's in the periodic table, so let's go with chemistry.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
Well, Kyle, you had a good idea, but that's a wrong answer. See, it actually is part of the chemical table, but it's also a metal, so it's metallurgy.
I have an issue with that question.
Yes.
Physics and magnetism is a force of physics.
Yes.
So that's just my issue with that question.
Magnetism isn't actually a field.
I just
did that to try and confuse somebody. Okay. Okay, well, maybe you guys will have an easier time with our next category. So, Elizabeth, you just got another strike against the Prince Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the next category. Tell me who you want to go after. The category is summer stock.
Summer stock. You pick Smarty Pants Stewart.
Stewart. Oh, see, you know, good thing you didn't go to Megan, because, you know, they're theater people.
Megan and I are on the same team.
Oh, yeah, Megan's good thing you didn't go to Kyle. Cool. See, there's so many people.
Don't give it to Kyle.
Yeah, but it's probably not actually about.
Yeah, it's
theater.
Not. I don't think it's actually going to be about.
It's probably about
summer stock theater,
like chicken stock.
Okay, so this is your question. I know what you're thinking. How would I know what stocks do very well in the summer unless I read the 2019 report "Stocks That Sizzle Every Summer" in Investor's Business Daily? Well, if you didn't read the report, which you should have since summer is coming, they named five stocks that always do well every summer, for you to add to your portfolio. I'm going to give you four stocks, one of which would not help pay for a country club membership because it's not a summer stock. So these are the stocks. Is it Charter Communications, Take-Two Interactive Software, World Wrestling Software,
that's World Wrestling Entertainment.
Oh,
WWE.
World... Oh, okay. Well, it said World Wrestling Software. Okay. Just, yeah. WWE or Home Depot.
Okay. So I'm going to, I think Home Depot is definitely one of them because people do renovations in the summer and yard work and stuff. I'm going to say WWE too, because I think that's, I think they would be able to have a lot of wrestling in the summer because like people are on vacation and stuff. They can have like venues. The other one was Take-Two Interactive. And what was the other one?
And is it Charter Communications?
Okay. I'm guessing Charter isn't, because if people are traveling, they might try to cancel their cable or whatever. And Take-Two Interactive is video games, and video games are previewing for the fall release. So I'm going to say Charter Communications.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Well, Stuart, I really did appreciate how you broke those all down, because there's all really good logic behind them. Sadly, though, you're incorrect. The actual answer is Home Depot. Home Depot is actually they actually do much better in the winter months, and their stock is usually considered to be a buy during the winter, not the summer.
I would have thought the opposite.
So
look
that's
at all the knowledge you can learn from Lodge.
Yeah, it's so educational.
Yeah, I mean, like I learned so much from doing this every week.
You can learn that you should have bought Home Depot 3 months ago.
Yeah,
yeah,
right?
Sunks.
Sunks, yeah.
I mean, us New Englanders are stuck inside all winter, so what else are we going to do but renovate our house?
Okay, so that means, Elizabeth, you're still in control of the board. You're just tearing through it right now. The next category is pros and cons. Pros and cons. Who do you want to go after?
I'll go back to Kyle.
Okay, Kyle, your category is pros and cons. Veronica, go for it.
Hey, Kyle. Okay, guys, please tell me I'm not the only person who gets facts confused about R&B legend Chaka Khan and 70s pro wrestling legend Killer Khan. Well, hopefully you aren't like the rest of us, because I'm going to give you a fact about either Chaka or Killer Khan, and you have to tell me which one it is. I made my professional debut in Chicago during 1973.
It's only two choices there. It's a good one for you. Is it Chaka Khan or is it Killer Khan? Very popular.
I'm trying to think. Let's go with Chaka Khan.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You're correct. You got that. And that means you stole back the board.
Yeah.
And you also gave those kids over at the DMXs a second strike.
That's great. Good job.
Good job, Kyle.
Can I just say hello to somebody watching us online right now?
Sure.
She says, Hollywood, California is in the house. So thanks for tuning in. Hope you're enjoying the show. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that gave DMX a second strike. The Prince Phillipses still have one more strike than them. But it does mean that, Kyle, you now have control of the board. The category that you're going to be putting out there right now. Oh, and by the way, just so we all understand, the key to that last question was that she debuted in Chicago, because Killer Khan also debuted in 1973. Just want to let you know.
Okay, oh, so. Yeah. Well, that's what I figured. Yeah, that. Totally. Yeah.
Yeah, clear that up.
Obviously. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to our next category. Kyle, the category is Pardon My French. Pardon My French. Who do you want to go after?
This is going to bite me. I know it is, but I'm going to give it to Megan.
Okay, so Megan, your category is going to be Pardon My French. Veronica, let her have it.
Okay, Megan. I'll tell you, whenever I go to France, I love to check out the Louvre, eat along the Seine, and curse at the Frenchies, who still don't respect that if it weren't for my country, they'd all be speaking German today. My one problem is that I always have a problem with French curses. That's where you come in. I'm going to say four words in French, pardon my French before I say them, three of which are curses. Tell me which one is not. Is it Salopre, Connery, Debussolé or poutine?
You want me to read those again for you?
No, it's poutine.
Well, she actually said it wrong. That's poutine.
Oh, poutine. I'm sorry.
Oh, then yes. If it...
sorry about that. I thought it was
not mine. Yeah, because poutine would definitely like
run okay. off since it's... Yes, I'd like to hear them again.
Okay. It's saloperé, okay. comery, debussolé, or poutine.
I think debussolé.
Is that your final answer?
No.
But are you going to stick with it though?
Yes.
Well, Megan, you're correct. Right, you got it right. Debussolé means disoriented. Mm. You don't want to be called any of the other three words. Oh. Poutine apparently is actually the most common curse in France. It's kind of like saying asshole to everybody.
Oh, fun!
Yeah. So, just so you know. Okay, so that means that the Prince Philips have now gotten their fourth strike. So they're getting close to their first knockout. Megan, you could bring them one step closer to that right now with the next category. The category is no doubt. No doubt. Who do you want to give that to?
I'm going to go with Stuart.
Okay. So, Stuart, your category is no doubt. Veronica, let him know what it's about.
Okay. For most people, 2005 is remembered best as the year George Bush dyed his hair to that sexy sandy brown shade. But for me, it was the year of the meteoric rise of John Patrick Shanley's Tony Award-winning play, Doubt. I'm going to name four plays from 2005, which are all no doubt, but at least three of them also got nominated for best play that year. Name the one that did not. Was it Democracy, The Rivals, Gem of the Ocean, or The Pillow Man?
I don't know when The Pillow Man came out, but I'm assuming it got nominated for a Tony. What were the other three?
Democracy, The Rivals, and Gem of the Ocean. Gem of the Ocean, sorry.
I'm going to go with Democracy. Final answer.
That's your final answer? Okay, well, sorry, that's incorrect. Oh. Now, wait, hold on. I got to ask, Kyle, did you know which one this was?
The 2005, The Pillow Man got beat by Doubt, and I was very angry about it. It lost. August Wilson wrote The Gem of the Ocean, so I know that was nominated, and Democracy's on there, so it's got to be The Rivals.
That would have been the correct answer.
So, I've never heard of Democracy as the play. So
it's a good Michael thing you Frayne. Didn't go to Kyle on that question.
I just had a gut feeling.
Damn it.
It was either about Gwen Stefani or something else, so I couldn't risk it.
Yeah. Well, smart move on your part, because that just gave them their fifth strike, and we are at a knockout strike for them right now. So now, Megan, here's the important part. The next person you pick potentially is the person you're going to knock out. Now, if you knock them out, then the other person left is going to have to go after you to knock you out next. Remember that. Just putting that out there. So if they want to get their teammate back. So the category for the knockout question is borrowing sugar.
I think I'm going to go with Kyle.
Know where you live, Megan.
Yeah, I know.
That sounds like a threat. Something unfortunately happens to Megan over the weekend. You're now admitted to this.
This is evidence now.
So you better like wrap her in like saran wrap all weekend. So that happens to her. Okay, so Kyle, your category is borrowing sugar. Veronica,
uh-huh.
Three.
Sure, borrowing sugar is one of the things you would expect to do with neighbors. The others would be cookouts, dinner parties, and wife swapping. That being said, Phoebe has had its share of neighbors. How about if I give you the name of a neighbor and you tell me which show they lived on?
Uh-huh.
The neighbor is Millie Helper. Was it Leave It to Beaver, Maude, Bewitched, or Dick Van Dyke?
That's the Dick Van Dyke show.
Is that your final answer?
Sure is.
Are you correct?
Oh,
ooh, that was a tough one.
Tense. All right.
See, that was probably the easiest question I could have done today. Okay, so that means the DMX has just got a strike. And that means, Kyle, you stole back the board again. So you're still on the brink. Now remember,
I'm still on the brink.
If the next question you send over to the DMXs, if they get it correct, they've knocked you out. Remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So our next category for you to now offer to somebody else is about the Polish national anthem.
Categories.
I'm going to go with Elizabeth.
Is there any reason why you think Elizabeth is going to know less about the Polish national anthem than Megan?
Because the last European question I sent to Megan, and that was a mistake.
Yes, I know. Okay, so Elizabeth, your category is about the Polish national anthem.
Okay.
Veronica, feel free to go with this one.
Okay, so as you must all expect, this question is about the Polish national anthem, which is titled Poland Is Not Yet Lost.
Okay.
Hopefully, your American first patriotism doesn't make it harder for you to answer this simple question about the anthem.
Sure.
In 1797, the original lines to the Polish national anthem by Joseph Wybicki were written in this foreign country. Was it Germany, Russia, Italy, or the United States?
What year was he writing these?
1797.
Russia?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That's
incorrect. The actual answer is Italy. He wrote that.
He wrote the
first lyrics to it in Reggio Emilia, Italia.
I was trying to think close to Bologna. I was trying to think what country was like fucking over Poland right at that point.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that. It was too early for Napoleon.
Yeah, I'm like, actually,
but strange enough, actually, Stuart, you hit the nail on the head. That the Polish were actually helping the Italians fight Napoleon at the time.
Oh, okay.
Their troops were in Italy, and they were about to come back from Italy, and that's when the song was written.
Gotcha.
So now you know. So that
then
means
Poland
that
got lost.
Yeah.
That means the DMX has just got their fourth strike.
Uh-oh.
So you're pulling closer. And Kyle, you're still on the board here.
The
next category is Fade to Black. Fade to Black.
Oh, no.
This could go so many ways, couldn't it?
I'm having flashbacks to last time.
You mean from colored people last time?
What happened last time?
So last time there were three people left: me,
Chris.
Was it Tanya?
And Tanya.
Let's put it this way: he was the only white guy left.
Okay.
And I was asked to pick someone to give the question of colored people.
Oh dear. Yeah.
But to be fair, it had nothing to do with anything racist.
It did not.
It was about people whose last names are color.
But it did make Kyle cry.
And it was one of the best moments we've ever had on this show.
Kyle could come back on the show anytime he wants just because of that moment.
I'll have to go back.
This could do a lot of things with theater or film, and I'm just going to go back to Elizabeth and hope it doesn't come back to bite me in the butt.
Okay, so Elizabeth, Kyle thinks you're going to know less about Fade to Black. So Veronica, let her know what it's about.
Okay, so here's one thing none of us should ever dispute. When Ozzy Osbourne left Black Sabbath in 1979, They should have broken up and waited 30 years for the reunion tour with Ozzy. That's just a fact, and I will kill anyone who disagrees. Sadly, they did continue and had 8 lead singers before begging the Blizzard of Oz, get it, Blizzard of Oz, to come back and make millions with them. I'm going to give you the name of one of their albums without Ozzy, and you tell me who was the singer. Born Again. Is it Ronnie James Dio, Ian Gillan, Ron Keel, or Tony Martin?
Come on, everybody knows this.
Okay, so it was Born Again?
Seattle? Born Again.
Can I have a year or no?
I don't know why I even think it's gonna help. It's not the question.
Okay.
Who says no? So it's Born Again. Your choices are, sorry, go ahead. Who are my choices again?
Ronnie James Dio, Ian Gillan, Ron Keel, or Tony Martin? All of them were singers for Black Sabbath at some point.
I'll say Ronnie James Dio, even though it feels way obvious, but I'm going with it.
Is that your final answer?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, that's incorrect.
Yeah.
It was actually Ian Gillan.
Okay.
He did, that was the one album he did with the band in 1983.
Yeah, see, a year wouldn't have helped me, but it's fair. In fairness, I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, extraneous information you can't use for your question.
You mean, so if I told you it was 1983, that would not have helped?
No, because I'd probably still have been like, oh, yeah, it's probably Dio, right? Just go with that.
Actually, in that year, Ronnie James Dio put out his hit song, Rainbow in the Dark.
Cool.
Megan, how many times have you been to Ozzy Fest?
Oh, just the once.
Okay.
But it was it good? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah, I got to see Anthrax.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Their hair is very big.
Yes. So we're moving on to our next category. And now, this is exciting. We're at a knockout for either team. So whoever either gets this right or gets this wrong, there's going to be somebody knocked out. So that means, Kyle, you are still on the board. So here's the category. Why Woody?
All right. Well, I think it's only fair that we knock each other out, so I'm going to toss this one to Megan.
Okay, really? So Megan's category is Why Woody.
Okay, Megan, Why Woody? Look, the accusations about Woody Allen are quite terrible, especially if you didn't love Annie Hall. That being said, at last count, Mia Farrow had something like 74 kids that Wood was never accused of doing anything to. I will give you 4 names, 3 of which were kids of Mia's. Tell me which was not.
Oh, man.
Is it Matthew, Esther, Kaylee Shaw, or Summer Song? So which was not?
And actually, you mispronounced one of the names. It's Matthew, Esther A.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Esther A, Kaylee Shaw, or Summer Song. I just want to be correct so nobody thinks that we're
routine. I did not watch the documentary because I just couldn't. I'm going to go with Esther A.
Now remember, this is a knockout question. So if you get it wrong, you're knocked out here. So you're sure you want to go with Esther A?
Yes, Peter Sagal, I'm sure.
Well, guess what?
Brilliant. You're correct.
Esther is actually Madonna's kid. So Kyle, you've been knocked out. Now, remember, you're not really out of the game yet, because if the next person eliminated happens to be Megan, you get back into the game. And Megan, your team is actually in position to get knocked out still. But you're in control. So Stuart, you can keep Kyle back in the game by getting this next question right.
So do we go back to one strike?
No, you would go back to one strike. Yes, you are. You're
we
actually
have no strikes now.
You're back to one strike right now. Yes.
Okay.
Or you're back to 0 strikes. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you're back to 0 strikes. So
you have to get one of the next 6 questions right.
Yes, that's okay. Basically it. It's the law of averages. You should probably get at least one of the next six questions right. So since we don't have to pick who's going to get this question, the category is the C word.
Oh, great.
So this one goes out to you, Stuart. Your category is the C word. Veronica, take over.
Okay, the C word. Isn't the word C the most positive word in the Spanish language? I think so. Since it means yes, there is a world of possible ways it can be used. I'm going to read you four phrases in Spanish, and you tell me which of these should never be answered with the C word. Here we go. The first one is, ¿Gustas venir a mi casa con nosotros y comer atún? Or is it, ¿Me puedes sostener porque estoy muy borracha para caminar? Or could it be, si le doy una patada a tu perro, ¿cogerá con mi zapato? Or the last one, ¿Me prestas un martillo porque voy a matar a mi esposo?
Veronica, I think you should do those again because I think you tripped up a little bit a couple times.
I'll say them slower.
Yes, please.
The first one, Stuart, is, ¿Gustas venir a mi casa y comer atún con nosotros?
That's something with a house.
Okay, the second one. ¿Me puedes sostener porque estoy muy borracha para caminar? The third one, si le doy una patada a tu perro, ¿cogerá con mi zapato? Or the last one, ¿me prestas un martillo porque voy a matar a mi esposo?
All right, I'm going to go with number three, final answer.
Okay, that's your final answer? Well, guess what, Stuart?
Correct.
You're correct. Actually, in English, what Veronica said was, are you ready for this? It is, hold on, let me see that. If I kick your dog, will he have sex with my shoe? So.
Congratulations.
I guess I'm fluent in Spanish now.
That's
how that works, right?
Yes, you did. So that means that we're gonna lose Megan right now. But again, Megan, you're not out, because in theory, if the next person who gets knocked out of the game is Stuart, and since we only have two people, it's a pretty good shot that's going to happen. You very well could still make it back in. So we'll see you in a couple minutes, hopefully. And here we go again. So now, Stuart, since you got that correct.
All right, I'm going to go with Elizabeth.
We're back to 0-0. So, yes, Elizabeth. Oh, yes. So pretty much this is just the two guys on Elizabeth. I'm not going to be crass.
Dirty mind you.
Okay, so the category for Elizabeth is Elton's John.
You're not going to be crass, though.
No, not at all.
Okay, sorry. Okay, Elton John.
She got so mesmerized by it.
No, sorry, I just got a little distracted. Okay, there are three undisputable facts about Elton John. He's had nearly 100 hit singles. He's bought a lot of homes because of those hit singles. In fact, he has 5 mansions all over the world. And because he has that many mansions, he has an awful lot of toilets. With that in mind, I'm going to ask you a question about something in one of Elton's toilets, and hopefully you won't flush your answer down the bowl. At his estated Nice, Elton would most likely have this brand of toilet paper since it is the most popular in France. Is it Lotus, Moltonel, Le Trefel, or Renova?
Do you want those again just to
Yeah, just for funsies, sure.
Lotus, Montanel, Le Trefel, or Renova?
Le Trefel?
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
Sorry, nope. That's incorrect. Sorry.
The most popular toilet paper in France by a wide margin, wide margin, is Lotus.
Oh,
you got a real monopoly on the toilet paper over there?
That was a trick question, wasn't it, Pete?
What?
That was a total trick question.
No, it wasn't. Those are all
four. I didn't know.
All four of those are actually brands of toilet paper. But But that actually is the most popular one.
I almost said lettuce and I overthought. I thought, oh, trefoil, three, maybe it's three-ply toilet paper. I should have just gone with my gut. I'm sorry, Megan.
Don't worry about it. You're still not out of this one yet. You're okay. You still got five more strikes to go.
I thought I was out. Sorry.
Megan's not gone yet.
Okay, yeah. We keep them coming. We play until
6:55. At 6:55... our time, well, yeah. California time.
Okay.
And at that point, whoever the last few remaining people go head to head until we get to the final two. So
okay, hit me. Let's go.
Okay, so our next category again, Stuart, you're sending this over to Elizabeth.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, I'll go with Elizabeth.
Yes. The category is a whale of a tale. A whale of a tale.
Okay, Elizabeth. When I say Free Willy, you immediately think of one of two things. Mm-hmm. A family-friendly set of movies about a boy and his friend the whale, or you think of that thing your ex-boyfriend used to beg you to do every time he got you alone. Well, if you thought of the former, then mm-hmm. the question is for you.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'll give you the name of four movies, three of which have whales as a main storyline. Mm-hmm. Tell me which one does not.
Okay.
Is it Big Miracle, Snowball, Oops, Noah Is Gone, or White Balloon?
Oh, and just to clarify, it's The White Balloon.
The White Balloon.
Don't want to have you screw up on that part.
Read them off to me one more time, please.
Okay. Big Miracle, Snowball, Oops, Noah Is Gone, or The White Balloon?
Going with Snowball.
Is that your final answer?
Mm-hmm.
That's incorrect.
Actually, that's the film that's not the one about the whale is The White Balloon.
Damn it.
Which is a 1995 Iranian film about a boy and a goldfish.
Ugh. Duh. What an idiot.
Who didn't know that? Come on.
Okay,
well, that's your second strike.
Mm-hmm.
So Stuart, who do you want to go with the next question? Wait, let me tell you what the category is first. The category is The Other Side. Who do you want to go?
I'll go with Elizabeth.
Okay, so Elizabeth, shocking. Your category is The Other Side.
Mm-hmm.
They say the grass isn't always greener on the other side, and I can tell you that they are true. Especially if the other side doesn't have a type of grass that is natively grown here. I will give you four grasses. Three are native to North America. Tell me which is not. Is it Indian grass, Bermuda grass, purple love grass, or prairie drop seed?
Repeat those, please. Indian grass, Bermuda grass, purple love grass, or prairie drop seed?
Prairie drop seed.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Jesus, H, tap dancing Christ.
It's actually Bermuda grass. Of all things, you would think a Bermuda grass would have been grown in North America. No, that's from Africa. So that would be your third strike. And still the boys over at the Prince Phillips, they're still doing much better than the
colonists. We're still kicking. Colonist bitches. Yeah, go to your 99.
Still kicking, unlike Prince Philip.
This is getting very intense.
Okay, so
it's just getting started too. Can't believe you died at 99.
So Stuart, the category is dead set. Oh,
that's got to be Elizabeth.
Okay, so Elizabeth, your category is dead set.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. TV is usually a place to escape from the realities of life, especially if you're watching Fox News. That being said, every so often, a show throws you a curve by killing off a favorite cast member. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you the name and show of people who died on TV. And you tell me which of these was run over by a bus. Was it
Caitlin? Oh, in the show?
Yes.
Okay.
Was it Caitlin Todd from NCIS? Terry Crowley?
Crowley
from The Shield? George O'Malley from Grey's Anatomy or Lawrence Kuttner on House?
George O'Malley, Grey's Anatomy.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
Megan, I saved you.
Okay, so we're still, well, Megan, you're still not back yet. You're still not back yet.
Oh.
Still not back yet.
My bad, sorry.
So that's actually the first strike for the.
Yeah, shit. Okay, geez.
Damn it.
But now you're in a good position because now you're going after them.
Okay.
Here's your category. Safe at second. Who do you want to go after, Elizabeth?
Kyle.
Sports.
Okay, so your category is safe at second.
It's not about sports.
Sure. Everyone remembers that the Chinese won the gold in women's gymnastics at the 2008 Summer Olympics. But some may have forgotten that the U.S. came in second as the team all around. One of them won the gold in the women's individual all around. Name the gymnast who came in second and got the silver. Was it Shawn Johnson? Is it Gabby Douglas or Abby?
It's Gabby Douglas.
Gabby Douglas. Okay. I thought it was Gabby Douglas.
It is Gabby.
Okay, because it says Gabby.
Yeah, it's misspelled, yeah.
Sorry. Shawn Johnson, Gabby Douglas, Nastia Lukin, or Kayla Maroney?
Okay.
So this is for the second, for the silver medal in the women's all-around at the 2008 Olympic Games.
This is 2008. Gabby Douglas was 2012, I think.
She was around a long time. You remember that.
I'm trying. So I think, and this is just me remembering a meme from way back when, I think it's Shawn Johnson.
Is that your
because
final
there is a meme about after she won that her they like pretended she was a horse and were going to take her out when she stopped competing. I remember that meme. So I'm going to go with Shawn Johnson, final answer.
Oh, you're saying she got the silver medal.
Yes.
Okay. So that's your final answer.
Yes.
Correct.
You got it right.
Meme knowledge.
Thanks to memes. Thank you, memes.
So that means DMX just got their fourth strike, and it also means that Kyle, you're back in charge of the board.
No.
So here's the category, Kyle. Let's see. Who do you want to pick on this category? London Leather Boys. London Leather
Me.
Boys.
Me. Oh, I'm sorry. Elizabeth.
So, Elizabeth, you got London Leather Boys.
Yes, please.
Okay. London Leather Boys. Of all the songs with leather in the title, I'd be hard-pressed to say I like one more than London Leather Boys by the German metal band Accept. Now, everyone's taste is different. I'm going to give you four songs with leather in the title, and you tell me which one was not good enough for the artist who created it to also name their album the same title.
Okay, so it's the titular song.
Yes.
Yes.
On three of the four of these.
On three of these four, okay.
Yeah. So was it Hellbent for Leather by Judas Priest, Tougher Than Leather by Run DMC, Leather Jackets by Elton John, or Black Leather by Lita Ford?
Go ahead and read those off one more time.
Okay, I'll do it. Hellbent for Leather by Judas Priest. Mm-hmm. Tougher Than Leather by Run DMC. Leather Jackets by Elton John. Or Black Leather by Lita Ford.
Leather Jackets by Elton John.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You seem very definitive on that. Is it sure?
Sure. What the fuck, man?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
God damn it.
That actually is the title of the same album that it was from. The incorrect answer was Black Leather by Lita Ford. That was just a single. It was actually a song that she recorded with the Runaways, and then she redid it years later on her own. So that gives you your...
I was thinking of the song Black Velvet, but that's a different
song. Yeah, totally different song. So that gives you your fifth strike. So now if you get knocked out here...
Mm-hmm.
That means that you guys are out.
That means X is not going to give it to you, I guess.
Yeah, that means X is not going to give it to you. gonna give it to you. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. And then looking back
for a showdown between the boys for the finale.
Trying.
Okay, so Kyle, the category is, and remember this is a knockout category. Poop, there it is.
Of course. Well, shit. I mean, all right, Elizabeth, let's see how it goes.
Poop, there it is.
Okay. There it is. Okay.
Can't believe I'm going to read this, but here we go. Here's something you probably didn't know. There's a lot of kids' books about taking a crap. So many, in fact, that I'm certain I can name four books for kids about duty, and you won't know which is the fake one. Let's see if you crap out on this one.
Oh my God.
I don't write these jokes, people. Okay. Is it It Hurts When I Poop? The Things We Do When We Gotta Poop? Jurassic Poop? Or What Do They Do With All of That Poop?
These are all kids' books.
But can you read them one more time?
Pete, I want to hear you read it now.
Yeah.
The books are, and remember, these are kids' books, real books. Three out of the four of these are real. Mm-hmm. It Hurts When I Poop, The Things We Do When We Gotta Poo, Jurassic Poop, or What Do They Do With All That Poo? I think this is a big moment
for me. I know, but it's like overthinking has fucked me over every single time. And then so it's going with my gut, so I don't even know. Because It Hurts When I Poop feels like not the one, right? But maybe it is, because if you're scared of pooping.
Could be that this kids are afraid of taking a crap.
The Things We Do When We Have to Poo. I feel like I've actually heard of the book Jurassic Poop.
Uh-huh.
And then What Do They Do With All That Poop?
Poo. Yes.
It's the second or fourth one. What do they do with all that poo? Or The Things We Do When We Gotta Poo, final answer.
That's your final answer?
Yeah.
Correct. You got it right.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Oh, my God.
Oh. You got it right.
This is crazy.
Oh, my God.
The Things We Do When We Gotta Poo is not a real book.
Congratulations, you know poop books.
Who would read a book to their...
I have young nieces and nephews, so I need two of those.
So that means you're now in control of the board, and that means... Technically, Megan still has not been completely eliminated, but we're running out of time, so we're going to have to try.
And I could get eliminated if one of these guys gets it right.
Yes, you could be eliminated if they get this correct. So here's your category, worthless films. So who do you want to give this to?
Kyle.
Okay, so Kyle's category is worthless films.
Okay.
Veronica, go ahead.
Okay, Kyle. The only thing worse than a bad movie is a worthless movie. And by worthless, I mean the film doesn't star either Chris or Liam Hemsworth. I'm sure you feel the same way, so I'm going to give you the name of four films. Only one of them is completely worthless. Which?
Okay.
Was it The Dressmaker, Empire State, The Prince, or Cash?
What were they again?
The Dressmaker, Empire State, The Prince, or Cash?
Okay. Liam was in both The Dressmaker and Empire State. What was the third one?
The Prince.
The Prince.
Or Cash.
Or Cash. I don't know either of those movies. Cash sounds familiar. Let's go with The Prince.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Correct.
Correct.
God damn it.
Elizabeth, did you know? Was that why your hands were over your face?
Yes. I had a really good feeling. I was like, shit.
Well, sadly, that means that you've been eliminated, and that means that Megan has been eliminated, and we are now
Megan.
I cannot believe. Final... Wow.
So sorry.
Oh, no, my job.
So that means that now Kyle is going for his
championship.
Very exciting. So hold on.
Hope you both fail.
Oh, that's
fair.
That's just mean. That's okay, so that means we're coming to our final category now. So this is going to be our speed round category, and the category is called "What a Drag."
Oh God,
Veronica, wait, hold on. Actually, I forgot. I have to take one of you off screen. So the person we're going to take off screen, since he won last time, is Kyle. So Kyle, you're going to be in the waiting area. Please don't watch.
Okay.
Let me just get you out of here for seconds.
Oh no, everyone's fighting with me.
Okay, so Kyle's now in the waiting area. So Stuart, it's just the three of us.
All right.
It's Stuart.
The way we always wanted it.
The category is "What a Drag." When working on this today, we realized that you could easily confuse the name of a female drag racer with a female from RuPaul's Drag Race. If you don't mind, I'll put 30 seconds on the clock to prove it to you. I will give you a name, and you tell me if they drag race professionally or if they were professionally in drag.
So wait, is it whoever gets the most right wins?
Yes.
Right.
So if they were a drag racer, please answer by saying vroom. If they were on Drag Race, say meow. Okay.
Yeah.
Got that. So if they were a drag racer, vroom.
Vroom.
If they
vroom
were
for the car, meow for RuPaul. Yeah.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. So, now, Pete, you're going to tell me when to start, and you're doing the counting, right? Because I'm reading.
Yes, I'm going to tell you when to start. So the clock will start now.
Bianca Del Rio.
Meow.
Ashley Force.
Meow.
Sharon Needles.
Vroom.
Jada Hall.
Vroom.
Lella Lombardi.
Vroom.
Maria Teresa de Filippis.
Vroom.
Tyra Sanchez.
Vroom.
That's it. Okay, so you got a few there. It's good. Okay, so we're going to bring Kyle back in. So this is very exciting. What an exciting way to end tonight's extravaganza. So Kyle, you're back in. So Veronica, let's explain to Kyle what the category is about.
Okay, so the category is "What a Drag." When working on this today, we realized that you could easily confuse the name of a female drag racer with a female from RuPaul's Drag Race. If you don't mind, I'll put 30 seconds on the clock to prove it to you. I will give you a name and you tell me if they drag race professionally or if they were professionally in drag. If they were a drag racer, please answer by saying vroom. If they were on Drag Race, say meow. Got that, Kyle?
Right.
Okay, Pete, tell me when I can start.
Okay, so the 30 seconds starts now.
Bianca Del Rio.
Meow.
Ashley Force.
Vroom.
Sharon Needles.
Meow.
Jada Hall.
Vroom.
Lila Lombardi.
Vroom.
Maria Teresa De Filippis.
Meow.
Tyra Sanchez.
Meow.
Pippa Mann.
Vroom.
Denise McLuggage.
Meow.
Cynthia Lee Fontaine.
Meow.
And that's it. And we have a winner. Are we excited? The winner of today's Dodge is Kyle. Kyle got 7 right to Stuart's 3. So Kyle clearly knows more about drag racing and about the show Drag Race.
The Congratulations, Kyle. Your second win.
Thank you.
Now you're going to have to come back a fourth time.
Oh, gosh.
The reigning champ, damn.
I think you guys are rigging it.
Rigging it. Come on.
Now, Megan, you got to come back again, though, because you still stand a chance. So
you have to defend our honor as DMXers. Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, well,
this is what kills me is I've freaking won money on a game show for trivia, and I lose this game.
I literally played trivia this Wednesday, and our team came in third.
It's because I don't know the eight fucking singers from fucking Black Sabbath, and it's ridiculous.
That's why we play the game.
Useless information.
Truly useless.
Oh, well, that was fun. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on, and that's our show for tonight. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you back here again on Monday at 6 p.m. Have a great, great weekend, everyone, and stay safe. Bye.
Meow.